in the limelight.
As global solidarity movements in support of Palestine's freedom struggle begin preparations for the annual Quds Day commemoration, America's new administration under Joe Biden remains stuck in the mud. Though the bias against Palestine is reflected in the White House, rumblings of discontent with the Israeli regime's genocidal policies are increasingly becoming louder in the Senate, Congress, academia, universities, and colleges. Quds Day commemorations in cities across America will undoubtedly add to the demand for effective and drastic steps in defense of Palestinian rights. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Iqbal Jassad, editor. This article is published under the heading "Halt Israeli Regime's Genocidal Policies is Quds Day Message." Here's more. As global solidarity movements in support of Palestine's freedom struggle begin preparations for the annual Quds Day commemoration, America's new administration under President Joe Biden remains stuck in the mud. Each year, during the month of Ramadan, the last Friday is dedicated to raising awareness on the illegal dispossession, occupation, and ongoing atrocities perpetrated by the fake regime of Israel. Quds Day, as it was called for by the late founder of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, has galvanized civil rights movements across the world to support and sustain action programs to free Palestine from the yoke of the Zionist colonialism. This year promises to see an intensification of activities and events. Given the Israeli regime's belligerence, arrogant display of bigotry, and intolerance of civilized values, it is doubtful that support for its racist policies, which subjugates Palestinians in ghettos, will be sustained. Ethnic cleansing, the crime of apartheid, war crimes, and defiance of international conventions are parts of a catalogue of horrors which for decades have become synonymous with the Israeli regime. And as Hamas state-sponsored terror is unleashed on a daily basis in Gaza, the West Bank, Al-Quds, and across the rest of 48 Palestine by Zionist-linked settler colonialists, the world cringes in horror. The Israeli regime's notorious security agencies, ranging from Shin Bet to Mossad, have long since eclipsed the terror associated with South Africa's apartheid-era killers. That they commit crimes in the full knowledge of their political masters and with the complicity of the regime's defense forces, IDF. In broad daylight, is symbolic of tyranny and despotism. Having enjoyed immunity from prosecution during the Trump era, it believes that this will continue with the Biden administration. So far, all indications are that, notwithstanding the stark contrast between the Republicans and Democrats, the Israeli regime's status as a holy cow binds them. They may differ on a whole range of issues except the Israeli regime. The latest report on Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying he anticipates more normalization agreements for the Israeli regime attests to this. Speaking at the Israeli embassy virtual celebration of Independence Day, or Yom HaAtzmaut, Blinken made it clear the United States welcomes and supports the recent normalization agreements, unquote, referring to the discredited Abraham Accords imposed by the Trump administration on four Arab dictatorships, Blinken unashamedly pledged to sustain the corruption-laden normalization push. We will continue to urge more countries to normalize relations with Israel, and we look for other opportunities to expand cooperation among countries in the region. As a result, I expect Israel's group of friends to grow even wider in the year ahead, unquote. Servitude to the Israeli regime, which was the hallmark of Donald Trump and his team of right-wing zealots, is continuing unabashedly by Joe Biden and his team. Those who naively believe that replacing Trump with a Democrat would put the brakes on Israeli regime's wanton defiance will surely be disappointed. Under the Trump administration, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain established full ties with the Zionist regime, and Sudan and Morocco launched the process. And those who had foolishly hoped that President Joe Biden would not maintain the intensives to normalize relations with the Israeli regime will find their trust betrayed. The latest example of the sale of a stealth combat aircraft to the UAE being given the green light illustrates that the White House is unlikely to leverage any incentive to disadvantage the Israeli regime. At a time when atrocities perpetrated by the rogue regime are documented and broadcast via mainstream as well as social media platforms by human rights NGOs in the occupied Palestine, it is striking to note that the Biden administration has chosen to turn a blind eye. Though the bias against Palestine is reflected in the White House, rumblings of discontent with the Zionist regime's genocidal policies are increasingly becoming louder in the Senate, Congress, academia, universities, and colleges. Oats Day commemorations in cities across America will undoubtedly add to the demand for effective and drastic steps in defense of Palestinian rights. So, too, is the expectation of rallies and protest meetings under the banner of Quds Day across many parts of the world, including South Africa.